I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our gospel is taken from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, from the New Revised Standard Version. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, you are my child, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Sisters and brothers, siblings in Christ, the gospel for our salvation. So we are now in the season of Epiphany, season of revelation. So last week it was a revelation of Christ to the Gentile world. Today is Baptism Sunday, or ang ano natin ay nung binaptize si Jesus. So it's still about revelation. So yes, indeed, we are the body of Christ in the world. Alam na natin yan. And saying that we are the body of Christ in the world, it means that right now, 2020, we try our best to serve as Jesus served, to give as Jesus gave, to heal others as Jesus did, and to touch others as Jesus did. Pero, ang ibig sabihin din yan, when we are transformed to become the body of Christ, pag tayo ay na-transform to be the body of Christ, Christ in the world, ang tanong, na-transform ka na ba, kapatid? So, yun ang katanungan eh. Kasi we can say that we are transformed by Christ, but the question, have you already had that transformation moment? And when that happens, when we have been, because sometimes we, halimbawa, na-baptize na tayo bilang Katoliko nung baby tayo, or na-baptize na tayo bilang Christian sa born again at some point in our life, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have been transformed. So when the transformation comes, when that moment of transformation comes, and that we become the body of Christ in the world, finally, na ine-embrace mo yung being the body of Christ in the world, being the follower of Jesus, we are transformed from being the one that is served, pinaglilingkuran, to the one who serves. From the one that is being comforted to the one that does the comforting. But the weird thing about becoming Christian is also, and I cannot believe I'm saying this again, by becoming Christian, we also become Baptist. We also become Baptist. I do not mean like becoming part of the Baptist church. That's not what I mean. We also become Baptists. It means that when we are born again and when we burn again into the life of Jesus, the weird transformation also molds us into the work and mission of John the Baptist. So, totoo na we do the work of Jesus, that hindi natin nina-nullify yon. Pero, at some point, marirealize mo na ginagawa mo rin o dapat mo rin gawin yung gawain at mission ni John the Baptist. And some theologians, or many theologians, actually argue that Jesus was actually a disciple of John the Baptist because ang argument nila, binaptize siya ni John the Baptist. And those that are baptized by John the Baptist were actually his disciples, his followers. And kung ifa-follow natin yung argument na yon, after John, Jesus carried the work forward. Jesus carried the work forward. And historical person si John the Baptist. Actually, in Christian document, no, not Christian documents, in historical documents, people would argue, mas historical pa si John kesa kay Jesus. Because we have actual mentions of the baptizer in non-Christian writings during the time, the earliest time. So one could say that the baptism of Jesus was more of an initiation and an anointing towards the work of the prophets, which John was during the time. So isa pa nga sa mga aral ay John was the last prophet before the Messiah. So sa Christian perspective, so John was part of the prophetic heritage, prophetic tradition, and Jesus carried over that prophetic work. And the work of John are two things. Dalawang bagay. Pag binasa natin sa Gospels, sa tatlong Gospels, ang dalawa ang kanyang ginagawa. Number one, kaya nga siya tinawag na baptizer dahil siya ay nagbabaptize sa tubig ng Jordan na sabi ng mga taga doon, isang napakaruming tubig para siyang ewan ko, sabi nila, malinis na doon ang Pasig River ngayon. Totoo ba? Pero para siyang Pasig River before. So, madumi si Jordan River at that time. Okay, I don't know about now. Di pa naman ako nakapunta ng Holy Land. So, nagbabaptize sa Jordan River, a baptism of repentance. Now, the word repentance, ang mga nakarinig na sa akin, ilang beses ko na ito minentioned before, hindi lamang siya yung, pag inisip natin ng repentance, ano lang siya, di ba? Sorry, Lord. Ganun lang siya, di ba, pag na-imagine natin, kasi yun ang tinuro sa atin. Repentance, the word in Greek, metanoia, means transformation. Change, and a thorough change of life. To imagine this, para tong dati closeta ka na bex or lesbian, closeta ka, nasa closet ka, nung nag-come out ka, talagang a totally change of life. And that's also what I may be closest to what you say as naboborn again ka. No? So, it's a total transformation of life. So, yun yung ginagawa ni, yung isa sa ginagawa ni John the Baptist. To baptize into the newness, a new way of life. At ang second na kanyang ginagawa, kaya nga siya napugutan ng ulo, is to denounce the injustice of his time. No, kaya galit sa kanya, kung paanong galit ang mga Pariseo at pari kay Jesus, ganun din sila kay John the Baptist. At ang royal family, kaya siya napugutan ng ulo. So he baptizes and proclaims baptism of transformation, and he also proclaims or denounces injustice during his time, during their time. At yun na nga ang ginawa ni Jesus after. Jesus carried the work forward, and eventually, that's what he told his followers. That's what Jesus told his followers. Matthew, Jesus says, baptize everyone in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit. and make disciples all around the world. Sabi naman sa Luke, proclaim repentance in my name. So, kinary over yan ni Jesus. So, to be a follower of Christ also means to be a protege of John the Baptist and to carry the work of John the Baptist. The work of John the Baptist is to point people to Christ. But more than that, the work of John the Baptist, the work of John the Baptist that we have been talking about, Christ in me, Christ in us. Pag na-transform ka na, hindi ka na dun sa pala ilang tatlong pangatlong Sunday ko na sasabihin to na wala tatawid ka na from God loves me to telling people God loves them. So the work of John the Baptist is to point to Christ, and if we carry that over now, to point to the Christ that is in other people. To tell other people, kasi kung ikaw, okay ka na, na-claim mo na ang pagiging Kristiyano mo, it is no longer about you and always about you being reminded that Christ is in you. The work now becomes telling people that Christ is also in them. Ano yung ginawa ni sa version ni Matthew sa ni Luke, ano yung story ng baptism doon? Behold, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Behold this person. This is the one that we are waiting for. So our work now, if we do the work of John the Baptist, is to say to the next person coming to that door, behold, this person is also a person in Christ. That this person is also a beloved child of Christ. That has been our work and must continue. In the baptism of Jesus, narinig natin, nagbukas ang langit at nagsalita si Lord. Behold, this is my child, my beloved. So, our work now as individual Christians and as a community is to remind people, or not actually remind, well, to some remind, to some people, to actually tell them that they are a beloved child of God. They are a beloved child of God. That Christ is in them. Our work is to baptize those who are like us, who are rejected by society, to baptize them in fire and in word, in water and in spirit, to show them that the Spirit of God is also in each one of them, and that empowers them, that the Spirit empowers them also in various ways, in many ways. Kasi hindi nga lang yan dito nangyayari sa fourth floor de Oro building na walang elevator for now. Sa iba't ibang gawain natin sa labas, when we are not here together, how do we actually tell people, especially our fellow LGBTs, that they too are a child of God? That they too are Christ embodied in the world? Paano ba natin yun pinapakita, pinaparamdam, at sinasabi sa kanila? We have to show them how the heavens open for them. We have to help them listen to God's voice, calling them beloved and worthy. Because the world is full of brokenness, pain, and rejection. Kung walang brokenness, pain, and rejection sa mundo, hindi tayo nandito ngayon. Hindi tayo magagather dito ngayon. Because there is brokenness, pain, and rejection in the world, it is very important that we help people We who claim to be followers of Jesus to help people listen to that voice, that they may be reminded that they are also beloved and worthy. Their own life, hindi lang mundo, yung sarili nilang buhay. Sariling buhay ng mga nakakasalubiho natin, maybe co-worker natin, co-student natin, co-teacher natin. Sa sarili nilang buhay, they have their own experiences of rejection, of pain, of brokenness. At lahat yon ay dinadrown o binablock ang katotohanan na sila din ay anak ng Diyos, na sila din ay mahal ng Diyos. Because of all of those things, it is hard to believe. It is hard to understand. It is hard to be aware in concrete ways that those people or themselves are also children of God, are anointed by God. So yes, the work we have as followers of Jesus is also the work of the prophet and Baptist. We are to prepare the way for our sisters and brothers and siblings, especially in the LGBT community. We have to prepare the way for the next generation. Diba? In the same way, ang mga MCCers ng mga 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or yung mga nandun pa sa Los Angeles na has been there for the last 50 years, has prepared the way for us the same way that we need to prepare the way for the next generation. To make people see and feel that they are God's child, like Jesus. And Jesus, who is in them, they too have a voice. Sila din, merong boses that the church and society can listen to. Kasi anong sabi dun sa baptism ni Jesus, at least in Matthew and in Luke, "This is my child, listen to him." So, trabaho din natin na sabihin din sa mundo at sa simbahan, itong beking ito ay anak din ng Diyos. Makinig kayo sa Kanya. Listen to them. They are God's beloved child. We carry and bring the baptism of fire, the baptism of water, word, and spirit to all of our fellow marginalized peoples. So, like ko na sinasabi, in reading the Bible, we do not simply remember, nagbaptism si Jesus. Fabulous. No, what is the lesson of that event for us today? The lesson is, if we are Christ in the world, we are also co-workers of John the Baptist. And that our work is to tell the next person who is hurting, who feels rejected, that they too are a child of God. So I end this sermon, pinakamaikling sermon natin so far. The work we do in changing society is this. In whatever way we can, and in all possible ways we can, as efficiently as we can, to as many as we can, to tell and make people that they are loved. But that is not enough. We don't end there. We don't get stuck there. We make sure that people are transformed by that same love so that they too may one day become baptizers of others as they have been baptized. So, sinabi ko na before, hindi lang to about saying God loves them. Yes, that is the message, God loves them. But we also tell them, at some point, you also need to be the one saying to others, God loves them. Our work is to baptize others so that they in turn baptize others and others and others in the name of the Creator who calls them beloved, of Jesus Christ whom we follow, and of the Spirit who dwells in each one of us. Amen.